That was Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm your boogeyman from 1976. Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine.
And I'm your favorite auntie.
And today in studio, we have Jennifer Vigil from Destination Panama City. Jennifer, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, I'm great. Awesome. Happy Juneteenth holiday celebration. I think a lot of people are off today.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've seen like a lot of people had today off, which is so awesome. I love that. That's
Me perfect. Too. It's a nice weather day. I'm glad people are going to be out celebrating.
Yes. So we have an event coming up over in Destination Panama City downtown. Can you tell us about it?
July 4th, Salute to Freedom. So we have the parade again this year, and we have a big festival again this year. And the two kind of overlap. You know, we have some people that just want to hang out at the festival all day, and some people that definitely want to see that parade. So the festival actually kicks off with the gates opening at 2 o'clock. There's bouncy houses. There's life-size sprinklers. There's a bunch of games for children like Connect Four and Jenga and Cornhole. We have some life-size hopscotch art that's going on. And the first band starts at 3, and that's the Flip Flop Republic coming over from Tallahassee. Second band is some local boys, the Son of Saints. And the third band is a really well-known Nashville group called Dawsey. And then we have fireworks at 9:30. The parade, though, 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit hot during the day, so we kind of pushed it back a little bit. So it'll be 5 o'clock, and then hopefully everyone that visits the parade will still make it down for the main act and the fireworks.
No, that's perfect. And is there any specific place for like parking for this event that people should know about?
So one of the things that's real important, the space that's next to us. So we're at 101 West Beach Drive, and there's that big green space next to us. Because we expect so many people, and that is really like soft, sandy ground, they've made it for spectators only. So you really need to park either be in the public parking behind the Martin Theater, like on street parking, or there's also the public lot just south of McKenzie Park. Beach Drive will be closed from Mercer all the way over to Harrison, though.
Okay.
So make sure that you don't plan on Beach Drive.
Okay, that's perfect. And let me know the dates and the times again real quick.
So it is definitely, everyone asks, because July 4th falls on a Monday this year. It is definitely on Monday. We always celebrate July 4th on July 4th. Mm-hmm. So it'll be Monday, July 4th from 2 to 10 p.m. with a parade kicking off at 5 p.m. And the parade goes only from 8th and Harrison to 4th and Harrison. So make sure you're in one of that four block section to see the parade.
Awesome.
And if anybody's interested in being a vendor, we have a few spots left. And if you go to destinationpanamacity.com, there is the link to that there.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Well, is there any more events going on?
No, I think we're in the heat of summer everything kicks up. So I think everybody needs to stay cool and make sure you hydrate and take care of yourselves. Wear that sunscreen.
Perfect. Yes. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining the show. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the world's greatest baby shower. We're also going to get your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB and wrap it up with a local or regional artist.